news you'll never hear anywhere else. The president this week signed an order barring the federal government from releasing American workers to hire foreign workers for high-skilled jobs. It's part of the Tennessee Valley Authority problem. They were doing it. Trump blasted them for it and put an end to it. Chris Chmielewski is here from Numbers USA. He is the deputy director. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So, all right, tell me about this. These are the H-1B visas. And for a lot of folks, they can't keep the visas straight. But this is for skilled people coming in from overseas, correct?
Right. The H-1B visa is, as you mentioned, a high-skilled temporary visa. Foreign workers can get them for 3 years at a time, and it can be renewed once. So they can be here for longer or for up to 6 years on the visa, but if their employer sponsors them for an employment-based green card, which happens many, many, many times, then they're allowed to stay here in most cases beyond those 6 years until a green card becomes available for them. And essentially, there's two different types. There's the H-1B workers themselves. So you have a tech company who hires H-1B workers.
Right.
The company petitions.
Right, right.
To bring these people in. And then the second one is you have these outsourcing companies, these companies that exist here in the United States, and their primary job is to provide technical services for other companies, and that's what happened in the case of the Tennessee Valley Authority.
Now, I'm going to guess, Chris,
hires H-1B workers.
I'm going to guess that the reason for this,
to hire them as contractors.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that the reason for this is it saves them money. I'm going to guess the foreign contractors come in at a lower price than Americans with the same skill set, and that's the reason for doing it. But the president says you can't do that anymore. Am I right or wrong? Is it a financial motivation?
There's actually two things at play, but yes, that's one of the biggest ones is the savings on staff. That impacts their bottom lines. Tennessee Valley Authority their plan was to replace 20% of their American based workforce with a company. With a contracting company that relies almost 100% on H-1B workers to provide the work that was going to be done by the laid-off American workers. So there's that. The other thing is that, especially within the tech industry, it's a very mobile industry. So
sure.
What I mean by that is that workers are constantly looking for the next best opportunity. There isn't a whole lot of wage growth in the tech industry, and a big reason for that is because of the H-1B visa program and other programs that are similar to it, but mainly the H-1B visa program. So there's not a lot of wage growth. So one way that a computer programmer, for example, can make more money is to switch companies. The H-1B program is almost like a type of very, very higher salary, but it's a type of indentured servitude. The employer knows that they're going to have that worker for a set period of time because it's the employer who sponsors them for the H-1B visa, not the employee who gets the H-1B visa. So the employer owns that employee.
Basically, if that invitation goes away, Chris, the opportunity goes away. So they're
right
there at that company.
The foreign worker has to go home.
Right. They can't skip around like U.S.-born people.
Exactly.
High skill positions.
So it locks them into that job. It's a reliable workforce for the employer. But obviously, as you mentioned at the top, the wage benefits are the biggest factor.
Sure. So let's talk about what the president signed then. How limiting is this? Chris Chmielewski here from Numbers USA. How big of an impact will this have? Will it cost companies more money here? Obviously, we talked about the financial component of this. And the Tennessee Valley Authority, of course, is a federally owned operation, so it will cost the taxpayer a bit more. However, that money will stay here in the United States. That money will stay here with Americans and American families, so I guess that's a plus, but what is the cost of doing business?
Yeah, and that's the main key. So President Trump, it's one of his key campaign promises that he essentially fulfilled. And what it does is it orders both federal agencies, as well as the Tennessee Valley Authority operates like a private company, but it's under a federal charter, so it's still somewhat underneath the umbrella of the federal government. It orders these agencies and organizations that they have to examine their employment processes, and if they have processes in place that displace American tech workers with H-1B workers, they have to end those policies. So it is. It's going to free up jobs for American workers, which is a good thing. Now, the American workers, do they usually cost a little bit more than the foreign workers here on the H-1Bs? Well, yeah, and as we've been saying a couple times now, that's one of the huge benefits for employers, is that the workers cost less.
It brings me to something that I saw.
If a worker ends up going on unemployment, then all of us have to end up supporting that worker and his or her family.
Right, for a period of time, that's right. It brings to mind something I saw on social media yesterday.
Yeah, it might be costing the company more, but is it really benefiting the country, and does it end up costing the country more to support the H-1B or the American tech worker who's now unemployed?
Chris, I saw something on social media yesterday posted by some union workers targeting Joe Biden, actually, that said, how do open borders benefit American workers? And when I look at this, it's the kind of thing that you would expect Joe Biden to repeal if he wins the White House in November, this H-1B visa program and the limitations on it. It's the kind of thing that Joe Biden would get rid of, opening up our borders. And so the challenge now from union workers in this particular case to the Democrats is, how does this benefit American workers? It's pretty clear what the president has done here for American workers and for the middle class. How do Democrats respond to something like that?
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how they do respond, because somebody like Biden, for example, you look at his campaign promises. He promises to expand the H-1B visa program, so he's looking to do the complete opposite of Trump. And these are the kinds of issues that, you know, if we can get a debate, or if we can have some sort of a national dialogue about this sort of thing, you know, what it ends up being is, you know, my guess is the former vice president, Joe Biden, will essentially attack Trump for saying, well, that's because he's racist and he doesn't like immigrants. No, that's not what it's about. It's about protecting American workers. You look at wages for computer programmers, they're essentially making the same amount of money that they made prior to the 2009 recession today. I mean, there's been no wage growth. If there's truly a shortage of computer programmers in this country, wouldn't wages increase? At least adjust for inflation, but you haven't seen any sort of an increase in wages for these workers, and that's because employers have successfully been able to depress wages through the H-1B visa program. We need to have conversations about this, but all too often, any sort of a conversation like this just becomes, well, Donald Trump doesn't like immigrants.
Well, no, that's what they go with. When you have no coherent, relevant argument, that's what you go with. You throw the race card, you throw the misogyny card, whatever you can throw. Chris, we got to leave it there. Chris Chmielinski, Numbers USA Deputy Director. Always good to have you, Chris. Great conversation. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Always. Greatly appreciated. If you don't have a better argument, you just throw the race card. It's kind of what they do. We're on Thursday, August 6th. 2020, you're on the Steve Gruber Show. Check it out, stevegruber.com, the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page, Twitter, all of it. We'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Summer 2020 is going to be a hot one. Did you cuddle with your sweetie and then fall asleep under the blankets last night? We did, because we're using our well water to keep our home cool and dehumidified with a Well Connect Geo Hybrid unit. And you don't have to chop and stack any wood for this winter, because the Well Connect unit can heat your home too. Finance with no money down and getting a 26% federal income tax credit for this year, all while using only your well water? Getting a Well Connect unit was a no-brainer. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989 989- 356-2113 to get a free home inspection and to find out all the details. Again, call them at 989-356-2113 and check out their website at WellConnectSaves.com. You'll be glad you did. Happy cuddling.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.